So he may come back. We'll take him back. We love. We still love. His ways we don't love.
You just say he's just not as stubborn?
Yeah, he's stubborn. He just can't agree with his ways. But we still love his soul.
That's good. That's good. Well, have you ever known a person that you just couldn't joke with him because he'd get just the type of person you can't joke with without him losing his temper?
Yeah.
You say he's just mighty.
He's mighty edgy. He's on a, he's got a war age, we call it sometimes. That man's got a war age. We can't even joke with him.
Right.
He gets mad at us.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people just like that.
Yeah, they are. Reason or nothing.
Right. Say, you know, if you've been working all day, you say at the end of the day, I sure am.
Tired. Mm-hmm. Or give out.
Yeah.
I learned something about that. It's best to say I'm real tired, and give out means just fall over. I saw one man in that shape.
Mm.
He was give out. Mm. But if I don't mind, I'll say, well, I'm tired and give out. That's wrong.
Mm.
I should say I'm so real tired. I'm on my way to be give out or something like that. And I'll say I am, because I'm not until I fall.
Or I've ever heard people say, well, I'm just completely...
Completely give out. No, that's wrong.
What about worn out?
Worn out. Well, that sounds pretty good. We get worn out at many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would be okay.
Yeah.
But give out, you just...
Give out and fall out. I call
right.
it fall out.
Right. That's it, yeah. Say, if you hear that somebody is in the hospital and you didn't know about it, you might say, well... That's news. When was it?
Yeah, I'd want to know then about when he went in or when he. What's his trouble? How come him there or something like that? Well, I'm surprised. Wonder what his trouble is.
You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it?
Yeah, how long has it been? When did you say he went in there? Something like that. He's all right yesterday.
When did he get sick or take sick, something
yeah.
like that?
Or he must have got sick overnight or something, you know.
I see, yeah. Or somebody has been working out in the hot sun, and then they come into an air-conditioned room, and they get chilled, and the eyes start to...
dropping water.
Right, and the nose starts running.
Yeah.
So it looks like he...
He's catching cold. More or less he'll be, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it affects your voice, you say you're a little bit...
Hoarse.
Right. Does that ever happen to you?
Yes, sir.
Or if you do that, you got
a little cold.
Or you had to...
I got strangled or something.
Had a little hacking...
Hacking cough?
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people with disease, such as TB or lung trouble, have a hacking cough. We believe he's got something because he's got a hacking cough. Do like that, you're about to step into a new world.
Right. Say if a man has been working hard out in the hot sun, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I...
Sweating. Oh, sweating. He's got a new name now, though.
What's that?
Perspiration.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be more polite?
It is. More polite.
You ever seen people get these places on their arms, these big old lumps that got a core in them?
It's called rhizome, festers.